here's a story from The World.
If you're blind or visually impaired, even the most mundane task, things most of us take for granted, can present a major challenge. That's something an app is trying to solve. It's been developed by Hans-Jørn Weiberg, a visually impaired furniture maker, who at a TEDx event 7 years ago gave an example of the kind of dilemma he often has to deal with.
Imagine you're blind. Imagine you're standing in your kitchen cooking dinner. The recipe says add a can of coconut milk. You open your kitchen cupboard. On the shelf, there's 3 cans. You know that only one of them is coconut milk. What do you do?
His idea, an app that allows visually impaired users to video chat with a sighted volunteer who can help them, whether it's finding that can of coconut milk, reading a thermostat, matching an outfit, whatever. The app is called Be My Eyes, and the idea has taken off. There are now 238,000 blind and visually impaired users and 4 million volunteers to help them out. Users are matched with volunteers who share the same language and convenient time zone, and it's not just daily tasks that volunteers are helping out with. The company's vice president of community, Will Butler, says the volunteers have reconnected people to some really significant life events.
Watch a kid's first basketball game, read the results of a home pregnancy test.
Find lost dogs, spot check a wedding dress, find a parent's gravesite in a cemetery, even get to safety during a natural disaster. The idea has grown beyond the app itself. Be My Eyes now partners with companies like Google and Microsoft to provide the visually impaired with customer services, even human resources software. The app has also made sighted people better appreciate the hurdles the blind and visually impaired confront on a daily basis.
Pretty much every Be My Eyes call represents something that isn't designed accessibly.
Will Butler with Be My Eyes says his company is also now focusing on fixing those challenges, not just helping people get around them.
From PRX.